You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up tonight after 7, it's Latino USA. Tonight, stories about two similar but different public schools and the challenges Latino kids face when they get up in the morning and put on their backpacks. That's coming up tonight after 7 here on the Ideas Network.
First, after tapes were released of Donald Trump speaking graphically about women and describing sexual assault, the debate with Hillary Clinton Sunday night was tense, but the exchanges between Donald Trump and members of his own party since the release of the tapes have been making the headlines since then.
Trump was disinvited by Speaker Paul Ryan to what was initially intended to be a GOP unity rally on Saturday in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. It was a decision that was not popular with all of the attendees. Ryan said that he would not defend or campaign for Trump between now and Election Day on a conference call with House Republicans. On Monday, he advised them, quote, to do what's best for you in your district, end quote. That statement drew a tweet from Trump this morning that said, again, quoting, our very weak and ineffective leader, Paul Ryan, had a bad conference call where his members went wild at his disloyalty, end quote.
Other Republicans are lining up behind one or the other, leaving insiders and outsiders alike wondering about the future of the GOP. Mike Wagner joins us now to talk about the conflict and how it could play out, and here at home in Wisconsin as well. He's an associate professor of journalism and mass communications at UW-Madison. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Mike, since that debate, it almost seems, maybe at least today, like Donald Trump's biggest enemy is his own party. He tweeted today, disloyal R's, Republicans, are far more difficult than crooked Hillary. This is from his tweet. They come at you from all sides. They don't know how to win. I will teach them. That's the quote from today. So how would you describe what's taking place between Donald Trump and the Republican Party right now?
Well, it's really remarkable. On the one hand, because we see, you know, the tweets he's sending out, we read the stories about what Speaker Ryan had to say in the conference call. We heard the sound and saw the video from the rally that was in Wisconsin this weekend, and all of that I think is remarkable. On the other hand, you know, I don't quite know that I agree with Trump's analysis there. You know, Hillary Clinton is still his biggest problem, and she is his competitor in the race, and so he does need to make sure that he turns out Republican voters if he wants to win, and he's not doing that at the same clip that Hillary Clinton is, but she's his biggest problem, and if he wants to have an opportunity to win, he needs to get the focus off of the internal problems in the Republican Party and start to focus on his opponent.
And right now, as a symptom of what we're describing, going after maybe more members of his own party that he doesn't feel are supportive enough, House Speaker Paul Ryan has been, of course, deeply involved in this. Ryan withdrew from campaigning or defending Trump, but he didn't withdraw that endorsement. And at that rally yesterday, he was booed by some Trump supporters. Do you think this is emblematic of the tug of war going on in the party at large in some way?
I think it is an example of some of the internal issues the Republican Party is having to deal with right now. And, you know, people in Paul Ryan's shoes, he's thinking of, you know, Republican candidate or Republican elected officials who have endorsed Donald Trump but aren't wild about Donald Trump are in a position where they certainly don't want to defend many of the things that he has said. And they also know that many of their constituents strongly prefer Donald Trump to be the next president, like his ideas, prefer some of his policy proposals that are the ones that are getting more attention, like dealing with immigration and dealing with refugee crises in Syria and other places. And so they're stuck between a base that really likes Donald Trump and their own dissatisfaction with the way Trump is running his campaign and the kind of candidate he is. And it's very fascinating to watch all of this play out in real time in a way that we just don't normally see in a presidential race.
And Mike, do you think it is possible for people who are on that fence or trying to walk that line to pull it off? I mean, you've got Paul Ryan, so he is trying to walk the line between mitigating hard feelings maybe with Trump supporters, but also wanting to soothe conservatives from the party who do want to see Donald Trump face some tough consequences for those remarks about women that he made. I mean, is it working for Paul Ryan, or is he maybe just ticking off both sides?
Well, I think that's a very difficult needle to thread because, as we saw, you know, at the rally and as you see on social media and as you see from the Republican nominee for president, there's lots of criticism from conservatives to Speaker Ryan, and yet there are also plenty of conservatives who are happy that Ryan is drawing some kind of line about Trump in the sand, and there are conservatives who are dissatisfied that Ryan hasn't gone further in a disavowal of Trump or a withdrawal of an endorsement. And so I don't know that it's possible to satisfy all of these different constituencies. It just speaks to the complicated nature of elections. So Paul Ryan certainly appears to be done offering full-throated defenses of Donald Trump, but if Trump falls so far behind in the polls, that could really affect whether Republicans have a chance to maintain the Senate and could also really eat into their very large majority in the House. And, you know, some poll watchers think that it's possible that the House could get into play. That is not something the Speaker of the House wants to hear.
Mike Wagner is with us right now, an associate professor of journalism and mass communication at UW-Madison, talking about the split in the Republican Party right now with Donald Trump at the center of that. And I wonder how likely you think it is that we could see an election day where some supporters of Donald Trump who are upset that he's not maybe getting the support from party members, party leaders that he's looking for, that they could, you know, sort of revenge vote on election day and just vote for Trump and leave the congressional races dangling.
It's possible, but if someone is a Donald Trump supporter, would they rather have Paul Ryan be Speaker of the House or Nancy Pelosi? If a voter in Ryan's district is voting, would they rather have Paul Ryan be a congressman from that district or Ryan's Democratic opponent? And so, you know, it's difficult to imagine people voting for the Democratic Party candidate if they're a Donald Trump supporter. It's possible they could leave it blank and do what's called rolling off that particular vote and not vote for Republicans whom Trump supporters believe are not giving a full-throated enough support to the Republican Party nominee. But there are other options are generally worse for them in terms of the policies that they prefer and how they would like Congress to act. And a President Trump won't be able to do much without a Republican majority in Congress.
And I want to ask you one more question about this Wisconsin angle. Another Wisconsin player, Reince Priebus, chair of the Republican National Committee, has taken the opposite tactic of Paul Ryan and has said, you know, we are in full coordination with the Trump campaign. We have a great relationship with them. That's a quote, and it's an interesting one because Priebus and Ryan, Scott Walker, were the architects of taking Wisconsin conservative values to Washington, and yet Ryan and Priebus are on different sides right now. Is that sort of Wisconsin alliance dead, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think it just speaks to the different roles that they play in the Republican Party. Reince Priebus' job is to win elections. And he knows that if people do not turn out to vote, even if Donald Trump can't win, if Trump supporters don't turn out to vote for Republicans, they could have a catastrophic election day up and down the ballot at the federal, state, and local levels. He does not want that to happen. Paul Ryan's job is to, you know, win an election for himself, but his real job is to govern. And the elected officials in the Republican Party who've been backing away for Trump are also thinking about how they want to govern once this election is over. And that's a different set of questions that they have to ask themselves as compared to Reince Priebus, whose central question is, how can I get as many Republicans elected as possible?
Mike Wagner from UW-Madison is with us right now, and we're talking about the prospect for Republican Party unity right now in the aftermath of the release of the Trump tapes.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. If you are a Republican voter, what do you make of the divisions within the leadership? If you're a Trump supporter, how do you feel about Paul Ryan's current position? If you support Paul Ryan and his decision to not defend, he says, not campaign with Donald Trump, what do you do about voting for president? Regardless of what party you vote for, do you see a way for the Republican Party to reunite around common values? Can they do it in the next 4 weeks? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue the conversation in just a bit here on Central Time.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And we're continuing our conversation about Republicans, some of them at least lining up behind either Paul Ryan or Donald Trump, and looking at what that divide seems to be here in Wisconsin.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Should Paul Ryan be going all out to support his party's nominee, or do you agree with his decision to back off a bit? Will you take the candidate's position on Trump into consideration when you go to the polls to vote in your congressional race? And if Donald Trump and Paul Ryan both win, how will they work together? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR.
And we'll take a caller now. We've got Jerry joining us first in Waukesha. Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
What do you want to share?
Well, what I'd like to share is what I just told you. I'm a Trump supporter, have been since before the primary. You know, it's a little disturbing, the comments you made, but it's not incomprehensible or to the point where he shouldn't be running for the ticket. If you look back 40, 50 years, go back to Kennedy, JFK, he was one of the biggest womanizers ever, and it was clearly an apparent and in the media quite a bit during those days, and that's when it was probably most frowned upon.
Jerry, I wanna ask you, do you have any strong feelings about Paul Ryan sort of walking back some of his most full-throated support, and also John McCain, people like that, taking some of that the endorsements back?
No, I think John McCain's mad about what Trump said in the
campaign
primary.
Yeah.
And I think Paul Ryan, he has to do what he has to do to protect the interests of everyone in the Republican Party. So he's walking on the fine line or the eggshells or whatever you want to call it.
Jerry, thanks a lot for calling. And Mike, hearing from one caller there who says he's sticking by Donald Trump. Not completely on board with those comments. He says I can't remember the word, unsettling, but they're not enough to make him feel like Donald Trump should not be president, and he's going to vote for him.
I would imagine that your caller was the kind of voter that someone like Speaker Ryan is hoping for. So someone who supports Donald Trump and wants him to be president, but isn't going after Republicans for walking back their support. I think the caller said, you know, Speaker Ryan has to do what he has to do with his other constituencies in the party. And that's the case Ryan is trying to make. And to the extent that Republicans in the electorate agree with that, he'll have an easier time. If he gets more of the negative reaction of Trump supporters and Mr. Trump himself, that could cause more problems down the road.
Jerry, thanks a lot for the call. And we're going to go next to Michael in Madison. Michael, hi.
Hi. I am a Trump supporter also. I'm sick and tired of hearing all of the news media, you know, radio, television, talk about the slips that Trump has had in the past few weeks. Nobody's talking about Hillary Clinton and all her problems. I also think, you know, the news is the news, and the news is in business for one reason, to sell news. So if it bleeds, it leads. I'm also reminded by the fact that many years ago, somebody said, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw the first stone." And everybody's throwing stones. And everybody's acting like they're lily white.
Michael, thank you for the call. I appreciate that perspective. And, you know, is there something to that? Is Donald Trump and the tape, is it pulling too much focus and the media is chasing this down instead of spending enough time focusing on Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think, you know, the caller is quite right that the video, for example, that was released, you know, a few days before the debate, the Access Hollywood video, has all the elements of a media feeding frenzy. It confirms suspicions that some of the media have had about what Donald Trump is like behind closed doors. There's video. There's audio. It's incredibly graphic and newsworthy, and so it's going to get a lot of attention. You know, that's around that same time, a lot of the speeches or sections of speeches that Hillary Clinton gave to people on Wall Street and such a few years ago were released by WikiLeaks. And I imagine that would have been a really big story but for this Access Hollywood tape. And so it's really knocked, you know, a difficult thing for Hillary Clinton off of the headlines and put a more difficult area for Trump in the headlines. He's tried to counter, though, when he brought people from Bill Clinton's past to the debate on Sunday night, but he hasn't been able to change the headlines. And, it's been a problem for his campaign, and the latest poll numbers suggest the campaign is in perhaps beginning a free fall.
Take another call. Michelle is our next caller from Whitehall. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
What did you want to add?
Well, I just wanted to say that Donald Trump was not my first choice. I don't like some of the things he said, but I'm very angry with the Republican Party for not standing with him. And in so doing, they're just going to hand it over to Hillary. And that just makes me very angry. Makes me not want to vote for them, but my heart says don't vote for them. But my common sense says, yes, I'll have to vote for all the other Republicans that are running.
Michelle, thank you for that call and that perspective. And that sounds a bit like you were getting at, Mike, saying that you think a lot of Republican voters will be pragmatic about it, as you say, kind of Paul Ryan is right now, that it's more important to get Republicans elected.
Right. You know, and I think, you know, she points out some, you know, she very articulately pointed out a situation that a lot of Republican voters see themselves in. Donald Trump was not the choice of most Republican voters for most of the primary season. He had more votes than everybody else, but he didn't get above 50% for a long time. The party wasn't able to coalesce around someone else, and Trump won the primaries fair and square. And now he's going up against a Democrat who, of course, has very different ideas than most all Republicans in elective office. And so partisans on the Republican side find themselves in this, you know, difficult position. And, you know, it's a little bit like the position that really strong Bernie Sanders supporters find themselves in with whether they can support Hillary Clinton, although the differences are that the Sanders supporters, by and large, are now saying that they will be voting for Clinton, and Trump has not been able to close the Republican ranks in the electorate as effectively as Clinton has so far.
Mike, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was Mike Wagner. He's an associate professor of journalism and mass communication at UW-Madison. And he joined us now to talk about the growing divide within the Republican Party and how it could play out or the party could come back together before Election Day.
Still time for you to share your thoughts over at the Central Time Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR.